if you were from the south, you had hookworm and you had malaria. You just had it, that's all. Dr. Sidgety. So you had to go through the test. And they'd test you for malaria, and I didn't have either. But I always remember it. A little fella out from South Carolina came up, and we had a boisterous bulldozing sergeant there from the old army. Old fella. And he had to take the test. We all had to go down to the latrine and get a specimen and bring back. And they examined it. And you did not. This sergeant ordered this little fella from South Carolina, you go down there and get that, put a specimen in this can, put my name on and take it back there. I've got it tied going down there. My God, it went out and it was full of worms, That son of a booger, he had to take the test and he couldn't tell what he'd done.
I remember we knew it while our company wasn't in my company, in a joint company. That damn sergeant got the dose.
The stuff that might form in the chimney of your house, it'd come out, the black stuff, you'd get it on your face, call that.
That was soot. S-O-O-T.
And before you had to clean the chimney, the fireplace out, get that white stuff out of that.
We didn't have those fireplaces very long. I was a small child. After that, we had stoves. They were
iron stoves that opened in the front, box-like, and had a pipe going out. Those things had a draft in them. They would catch fire, burn, and heat. They did heat up the rooms. What do you talk about? Soot. That accumulated from pine wood. Pines, had a lot of turpentine and a lot of sap in them. And it seemed to me, even now thinking about it, we should have had more fires than ever, because that soot would accumulate in the chimney and glow and pick up heat, could pour out of the chimney in sparks. You could see it sometimes now. Trust it was to get up on the roof of the long bush and clean out the chimney. And soot would come tumbling down and make a mess and watch it. We had a spade of fireplace moving here. 1973, when we had a crisis, oil shortage, and there were a lot of homes being built in this area, and the real estate fellows began to sell fireplaces. That would add, the average addition was from $1,000 to $1,500 to put a fireplace in there. And a lot of folks took them up on that. You buy a new house and build a fireplace. So they told me, I didn't see any of them, but they became popular. That thing died down and began to get gasoline again and get fuel oil. I think we're burning more fuel oil and more gasoline than we ever did.
That's true. Yeah, well, after the fire burned down, there was nothing left but the...
Those, yeah.